Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, the work we do today, the way we live our lives, please you, make you glad, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Some people would say, you might be saying, that combining a worship at work Sunday, a day we focus on service rather than our traditional worship, to combine that with our commitment Sunday, the day that we bring and bless our financial pledges to the church for next year, is a crazy thing. And it might be, but you're here, we're here, and there is a sense today, I can feel it, that we are doing something new together. Something that is both rooted in the long and deep commitment of this church to be the people of God in this place, and something that is reaching for a new understanding of what that means. That is the work of this church. It is the work of this time. To be a community, a tree, alive, which means, by definition, growing, changing, shedding old leaves, even dying in some ways, so that something new can come. I'm not sure I can tell you what we are growing into. God's vision comes to us a little like a Polaroid picture, fuzzy and unclear at first, only gradually coming into focus. We just keep taking it a step at a time, a step forward toward what we can see every time the invitation comes. If we are faithful and courageous and trusting, what emerges will be something that surprises us and something that blesses the world. And almost certainly, it will be something that stretches us beyond what we thought we could do. In a moment, you will be invited to bring to this basket at the front your pledge card. And if not a pledge for a financial commitment for next year, then at least an offering, or perhaps just your attendance card this morning. Whatever it is in your hand, I trust it will hold your prayers and your hopes for this church, for your community of faith, to be all that God needs and hopes for it to be. But let me say a word first about pledging. We do this every year. And if you've been around the church for a long time, you know that every year someone asks you to give more to the church next year than you gave this year. And it would not surprise me, because this is often my feeling too, if you say to yourself, yeah, I get it that the church needs more money, but that request isn't for me. I already give what I can. And for most of us, I think, that means I give as much as I can give without noticing that the money is gone, without it making a difference in the way I live. I need the money I have, the money I earn. Giving money away, even to the church, it's a nice thing, but my real responsibility is to make sure that I have enough for what I need, for what my family needs. In the Old Testament book of Malachi, God said, "Test me." The people in Malachi's time lived in what biblical historians called the day of small things. They had limited hope, pared down expectations of God and of themselves. They had stopped stretching and growing. It wasn't good, but seemed to them like enough. And then God said to them, "Test me. Try bringing a whole tithe, 10% of everything, to the storehouse where the gifts are kept. And see if I don't open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams." That's the promise I want to claim for you, for this church, for the world that we are called to love and serve. God's blessings beyond our wildest dreams. But those blessings don't come automatically. They come when we are able to take a step toward something we cannot see. The next risky step that requires trusting something just a little bit out of our control, out of our planning, our calculations about what is enough. I want us to live in the days of great things, not small things. So this morning, I am asking you, right now, to take out your pledge card, if you've brought one, or take one from the pew rack in front of you, if you don't have one. And if yours is in a sealed envelope already, to tear it open. Look at the number that you have written down. If it's a safe number, if what you are inclined to give to the church's work in 2017 is what you can give without feeling it much, then I want you to ask you to think for a moment about crossing it out and stretching a little bit more. Stretching for a vision of life that has not fully come into focus yet. Do you trust that God can do something beyond your wildest dreams, or even beyond just your necessities? You don't get to that blessing by holding on, God says. You reach for it by being faithful, by giving yourself away. Because I'm asking you to do this, I'm doing it myself, right now. I'm changing the number on my pledge card to something that feels a little risky, more than I can safely give. It's a little scary. I'm testing God's promise that there will be enough for what I need. And maybe, there will be even more than what I need. Will you join me? Let's pray. You, God, maker of life, understander of life and of us, giver of new life, you are the God of all our possibilities. You watch over all our comings and goings, all our wealth and our poverty, all our sickness and health, all our despair and hope, our living and our dying. And we are grateful. You are the God of our impossibilities, too. You have not forgotten the parts of our lives that we imagine are already closed. Have we given you enough of ourselves to work with, to do something miraculous, to heal us? Can you use us to heal others and to mend this world at its torn and broken places? This is what we want, what we pray for, as we lift the names and see the faces of those who are in our hearts and our prayers on this day. Let us be faithful to them and to you. Give us the trust we need to put our lives and the lives of those we love and the life of this world that you love into your strong hands, your hands that are big enough to hold all our possibilities and our impossibilities. Make all things new, even us. We pray in the new-making name of Jesus, whom we call the Christ, and with the words he taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our African choir is going to lead us in a procession of our gifts, our tithes, our offerings, our attendance cards, our pledges. We walk to the front on this day because we want to be part of this great procession that is the people of God coming forward to live in a new way, in a daring and risky way. And so as the choir leads us in this procession, I will invite you to stand and to sing and to come when you are able. And to come forward and bring everything to the basket. So let us sing and stand and be joyful.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we are here, and we know that you love us. And because you love us, we are here to worship you and say thanks for all the goodness you've done and continue to do for us. Here, Lord, your children have committed themselves for the next year. And Lord, I pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless them. Open doors of provision for them. You know, each and every one of us here gathered today, and those who are not fortunate to be here, but their hearts are here with us in this sanctuary. We pray, dear Lord, that you continue to bless this commitment, these pledge cards, these offerings, so that we continue to use it for the furtherance of your work here on earth, for your people. May you, O Lord, give us the grace, give us the blessing, shower your love on us, that we will be able to meet these commitments for your church. In Jesus' precious name, we pray all this. Amen.
Amen.